What's up, guys? It's Matt Prince here. This is the Matt Prince Podcast. Welcome back for another episode. Today's topic is this: start at the start. Okay, so I've just spent the whole weekend cleaning up at home. So we've got paintings due to start this week. The landscaping it's been pushed back a little bit because the fucking grass was out of stock, which is annoying. So I've got all these topsoils and sprinklers keeping the topsoil down. And when they put the topsoil down, it made a complete mess. Like, the house was covered in topsoil, and even through the inside, it just feels like we're living in this dust storm. Like, I'm on hay fever tablets. Probably sound a little bit nasally. I've been blowing my nose. Like, feel like I've inhaled about 8 kilos of dirt over the past week. And anyway, we're trying to clean up. So trying to have it all ready to finish off. And because the painting's starting soon, I wanted to get an attack on the deck. So we've got a big decking that surrounds the house. So it goes sort of from the front all the way through the back, and then there's a big outdoor area. And now that outdoor area, essentially the way it's set up, we've got bifolds that we just got put in recently, all fixed. We had all these nice old doors, and they were able to transform them into bifolds, which is really, really cool. So now, if you can imagine our kitchen, it sort of opens out onto this decking area, which is undercover, and that's what I was cleaning out. I was cleaning out all the deck, and essentially there was a heap of rubbish there. There was a heap of, like old tables and chairs and stuff that I put into the shed. And like, there was a lot of just stuff, like all of the wood, because we have a wood fire. I had to remove all that and put it around the corner, to make a stack around the corner so it's not visible and not in the way for when the painters come. And then I got out the gurney and I started gurneying it. Like, I basically cleaned the deck, and it took a good couple hours like to clean it, because it was filthy and there was dirt and shit everywhere. I had dirt all over my legs, I had dirt all over my face. But it was just one of these things that I needed to do, right? And I chose to do it myself. I've got this belief, which most of the time I stick to. And that is, if it's something that I don't want to do or something that I'm not excited about, I'll hire somebody to do it. And I'll stick to what I'm excited about, which is PTing, marketing for the gym, like building the gym, doing all that sort of stuff, because I can, you know, make more money faster doing what I'm good at and doing what I know, rather than trying to save a couple of $100 or a couple of $1,000 doing something that an expert's going to do way better than me and faster than me. So it's just this sort of like, where do I focus my time and energy? But I've decided I like doing deck stuff. I really enjoyed it. So I decided to take on this project myself and have a crack at finishing. I built the old deck in my old place and with a friend, and this one I just want to refresh it. I'm gonna fill it out, sand it back, and basically gloss it up, essentially. So it should look sick, and I'm excited. I want to do that by myself, and all the painting and stuff, I've got experts to do all that, so they're coming in to hit all that. But yeah, I wanted to sort of take pride in my own deck and just see how it goes. Right now, what I've been looking at this morning, because we're at this point in our house, like, we've been in it for 4 years, right? And for you guys that have seen it, progressing, whether it's on Tal's social media or, you've been around or whatever, like, it's been a fucking huge process. Like, it's been massive what we've done to it. We've basically, like, redone most of the inside, like, knocked out walls, put in walls, changed most of the plastering, like, refixed it, like, it painted it all different colors, all the insides different colors. Like, the place was a bomb before we got it, right? It was a weird cool place, but that was 4 years ago. Now we're at the point now where hopefully before Christmas it's finished, or 95% finished. Now that's really, really exciting to me, and it just got me thinking, like, 4 years ago I wouldn't have thought that it would take this long, but I also wouldn't have thought it would end up looking like this either, and end up being like this. And I was sort of like pondering on it, and pretty much like what it showed me is, wherever you're at, if it's, if it's your house that you're doing renovations to, if it's your bank accounts, or your lack of bank accounts, if you're in that position where you're paying off credit cards and stuff like that, if it's in your body and you're starting behind the eight ball and you've got, 15 kilos, 10 kilos, 5 kilos, 30 kilos to lose, right? Or if it's something that you want to transform in any aspect, if it's starting a business, you need to start at the start. Okay, I often look at end results and where I'm at, and I get overwhelmed and I don't do it. Okay, and I know a lot of people are exactly the same. I know a lot of people in their bodies, when they're at the 5 kilo mark overweight, they're like, oh, I need to change my diet. I need to start dropping these extra 5 kilos because I'm starting to feel really shit. I'm starting to feel really, really tired. And that was 4 or 5 years ago. And now they're 40 kilos overweight because the patterns just kept repeating, right? They didn't break out of it because they didn't see it as a big enough importance to make that shift. It adds up. Now, we've all been there in some aspect of our life, but what my question for you guys is today is, where is it in your life do you just need to start at the start? Okay, is it in your body? Is it in your mindset? Is it in your relationships? Is it in your business or in your bank accounts? Like, where is it that you can just basically go to step one and start with step one? Because the thing is, and the challenge is if you stick at it and you do step one and then two and then three, you will find you end up with that finished result. Okay, but if you try and skip all of the steps, you will get overwhelmed and you won't take any action at all, right? This is my challenge for me. This is my challenge for you. I hope that helps out in some way, guys. Get after it, attack it. If you have any questions, please hit me up. Apart from that, guys, if you can share this up with someone who needs to hear it, that would be amazing. Someone who's not starting at step one, someone who might be that 5 kilos overweight. We want to catch them before they end up at 20, 35, you know, kilos overweight or something like that. Like, it's hit them up. If you have any questions about the gym or you want to get involved, let me know and we will get it started. I'll talk to you all very, very shortly. Bye.